Right. So about the access, as I briefly said, yes, of course, access, there's some sort of infrastructural technical knowledge and regulation requirement that needs to be covered to ensure access to all member states. That's why I pointed out that it's, you know, saying that the technology is open to everyone is one thing. Actually making it truly accessible is a completely different problem set that would require not only an investment in capacity building, so making sure that the advantages and the training goes, you know, within the countries that we want to include and make the technology inclusive. But there are also clearly, as you pointed out, some infrastructural requirement that needs to be taken into consideration as well. So it is true that there are some challenges that go beyond the simple understanding of the technology and the benefits it brings. But if there is one thing that the international community has been working on in recent years, under many aspects related to international security, is trying to promote assistance to the countries that need it the most in being able to enabling their ability to join processes and technologies. So I think it's one step further that needs to be taken in order to promote access, but I fully agree with your point.